Hi everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show.
Yay! Woo! Welcome back to the podcast.
Episode 5. Thank you for tuning in.
Wow, that's crazy. We've already done like 4 of these. 5 of these. I know.
It's been a full month.
Yeah. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. Today, we have a special guest on our show. Introduce yourself, please.
Hello.
This is Nicholas. This is my boyfriend.
Hey, yo.
This is Zaina's boyfriend. He will be third wheeling me and Zaina today. Yes. Actually.
Typical.
daily occurrence.
Typical day in the life.
Daily interactions. So today we're going to talk. We have a lot of fun things we want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Should I start off with this individual that I saw 2 days ago?
Yeah, give us a little Amanda life update.
Yeah, so basically, I kind of wanted to ask you guys about this, but I guess I've just waited for the podcast. So I've been messaging this guy on Instagram, and
give him a fake name.
Give him a fake name, Nick.
David.
David.
So I've been messaging David, and he's like, he was really silly. Whatever. We met up. We went grocery shopping.
So this is the very first hangout.
Me and this guy, yes.
You and David.
Me and David.
Yes. You and David.
So the very first thing you guys did ever was you went to a grocery store.
Yes.
So how long were you in? Like, was he there? Like. Yeah, oh, lol, let's get a good question. Like a drink.
Yeah.
Or was he like, I've got like 3-page list, like buckle up.
Get ready, like let's get to it. You go get produce.
We were full on grocery shopping. You saw how long my list was of things I had to get. Like it's not $100 there. It was a full lengthy list.
That is
now,
so
keep it,
funny.
Keep it real with the A to Z listeners. Did you modify your grocery list for him? Was there something where you were like, ah, he can't know that I gobbled
that's
that
a
up.
Good question. That's
nope,
a good question.
I fully said I ran out of cheese, which is a thing that my friends like to make fun of me because I eat a lot of cheese. So I full on was like, I ran out of cheese, and then I went to the cheese section and I just was started to grab things.
Okay, as you should.
But I did modify in the sense that I took things off the list just because it was so long. I felt bad being there for so long because he was done quicker than I was.
Yeah, because he was probably like getting stuff just for himself.
He was.
But you were getting like stuff to fill our 5 roommate fridge.
Exactly. He's like, damn. Because I just kept, at one point, I grabbed 5 jars of pasta sauce, and he's like, how much pasta are you making? I was like, no, it's not just me, I swear.
That's another thing. I feel like most people don't share food. Like, I haven't seen many other apartments who share food, but we do.
Like, you guys don't, right?
Yeah, Nicholas doesn't share food with
I don't know
food.
How you people do it. Like, I don't know. And any apartment I've lived in, like, I don't know, we can barely share the air. Like, I don't know how we would share food.
I think it's a good thing, though, because, like, you know how much money... First of all, I feel like it saves money, literally, because...
Oh, 100%. If I bought a whole carton of milk, even, I'm not going to finish it.
Yeah.
So it's not worth the mental anguish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think... Why don't you start sharing things with your roommates?
Because then one man's gets something, and then one man's eats it, and then you're like, damn, like I kind of wanted
you guys
some
beef?
Butter, and then you're like, yeah. No, you don't even beef. Then you're just, like, quietly, like, that piece of... Oh.
It's okay.
That guy took my butter.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, no, but
yeah,
I was talking
I guess
to
that's
one
fair.
Of our friends, and she was saying that, like, they have to, like, literally
Who?
Get...
Sorry.
Tia. Oh. They have to literally get, like, 4 cartons of milk, and then they all expire.
Yeah, but, like, it doesn't make sense.
I feel like if you're going to do that, like, I feel like it makes sense to get your own groceries. Like, we really share, but I'm saying, like, maybe get some of your own, but, like, share, like...
Yeah.
Produce.
Or we do have some of our own stuff. Like because we have 2 fridges.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll do the one fridge where it's stuff that you got for yourself.
Yeah.
And then the other fridge is stuff we're all sharing.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it was all stuff I had to buy for myself, honestly, I probably wouldn't eat that much. Like, what am I gonna
eat? You guys and the sharing is impressive. Like, I don't know. It's also kind of weird. Like, you guys leave, like, half empty, like, cans or, like, takeout stuff from, like, 2 weeks ago and be like...
Someone might eat
just
it.
Just have it. Like, it's good still.
You never know.
We're like, saving food. We're saving
crazy.
Money.
One man's trash is another man's
treasure. I'll get food at your guys' apartment. I'll, like, go to the bathroom and, like, one of your roommates is, like, eating it. And like, I'm like, what the fuck? The sharing's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's...
Yeah, okay, we do share, like, maybe excessively. But it works.
It works for us. We haven't had any problems with it.
Yeah, we're one big happy family.
True.
So So we could continue doing that.
I have one more grocery store question.
Okay.
Was this a one or a two cart scenario?
Sorry, I have a question after too.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Sorry, first question?
One or two cart. Share cart or separate cart?
Good question.
It was a one car situation.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, they now shared a cart?
I did not think that's how it went down.
Me neither.
It was a one car situation.
So when you had to go get the cheese, you ran and came back?
No, we were together the whole time.
Wow.
The
whole
time.
Did you get goat cheese?
I got to run back to this aisle.
We went back together. Yeah.
Wow.
So then when you got to the register, did you just kind of, like, naturally split it up?
Yeah, like, I put the divider thing down, and he was helping me put mine, and then I started helping him put his on, like, between the divider. Yeah.
See, if I was a girl, I feel like this is what you're going to say. If I was a girl,
yeah,
and especially you're talking that you, like, probably don't want to hang out with this guy again, I would just, like, put the divider away real calm and see what my man's does with that bill.
Yeah, just, like, wait. Just, like, lay back. Like, you stand a little
bit
away.
Actually, you know what? This answers your better question. This is how you have ghosts. You tell him to go grocery shopping again.
Stop.
And then you're like, oh, I thought we went, this was, like, a date. Like, aren't you getting this for, like, me and my five roommates? Either it doesn't do it and he never talks to you, or he does it and he still never talks to you because that's weird.
Or you ask him if he wants to split your groceries.
He paid
I could split it. I could split it.
He paid for our bananas.
Wait, what? Why?
Because I accidentally put them with his. So.
Oh, that's kind. Okay, so the question I was going to ask was, during this grocery store hangout, how... Like, how much could you guys talk? Like, actually, were you having deep conversations while you were, like, going down the pasta aisle, or?
Deeper conversations down the dairy aisle, I think, actually. No, but actually, it wasn't, like, deep, but we were, like, conversating quite a bit. I learned a lot about him in that grocery trip, but then afterwards, when we, like, were putting the stuff in the car, he's like, do you want to come get food, though? So then we, like, actually saw it and talked even more, but we were talking. It was never awkward when we were grocery shopping, which I was surprised about, but, like... I don't know. I'm not, like, maybe at first you could tell he was a bit nervous and he was a little awkward, but, like, I don't really get like that. So I was, like, starting the conversation and then eventually, like, flowed.
Right.
Yeah. You feel?
You know what's the worst? When you're talking to someone, not even, like, if you're on a date, just anyone.
Like, it's a wall. Talking to a wall.
Yes. They're not giving you anything back. Like, you're throwing out, oh, what'd you do last weekend? Or, oh, do you like this? Like, I don't know, like, random topics.
Yeah.
And they're just not giving any energy.
Oh, what were you for Halloween? What did you do for Halloween? They're just like...
Oh, I was just, you know, I don't really like Halloween.
Yeah. That's how the first, like, 5 minutes were, and I was like, oh. I literally, in my head, was like, this is going to be rough. But he got over it pretty quickly.
Good.
But the first, like, five
he recovered.
Minutes...
He recovered.
The first 5 minutes, I was like, oh, this is actually going to be a really painful trip. A grocery shopping trip.
Honestly, if it wasn't, like, a little bit awkward the first 5 minutes, I'd... be like, what's going on? Because I feel like it always has to be, you know what I mean? You need some loading time.
Such a risky first date idea. Not only because it's so unorthodox, but if things were just going sideways, like, in that first 5 minutes, you can't really back down from the grocery store. Like,
that's
you
true.
Can't just start putting items back or being like, oh, I gotta
He's
go.
He's my drive,
like,
back, too.
Yeah. Or if you go do an activity, it's also easier because you could just keep talking about the activity you're doing.
What kind of car does he drive?
Oh, I'm really bad with cars. I'm pretty sure.
Come on, man.
Oh. Nissan Altima.
No way.
2016.
No way.
I swear.
How could you forget that?
Because it's not the same one. No. It's a navy blue, but, like, the more, like, I don't know the word, like, glammed up version of mine.
It's pimped out a little bit?
Yeah.
He pimped out his ride a little bit?
He did.
But it's still an Altima. Does it have any, like, missing, like, taillights?
No. It was actually in good shape. That's why I forgot. No, literally, I swear it was. But it was 3 years after
mine. Did you tell him that you also have an Altima?
I did.
That's wholesome.
He's like, because I actually didn't even recognize what car it was. I'm not good with cars. And then I was talking about how I drive a beat up, like, Nissan Altima. And he's like, what? I love Altimas. I drive an Altima. And I was like, oh.
I love Altimas.
Crazy statement.
Okay, actually, sort of relating to this topic, what are some red and or green flags in people?
And
everyone, let's all think and then list ours.
Let's go in a circle. Zana, okay. You start.
Oh, okay. Can I think for 2 seconds?
Mm-hmm. Nick, you start.
Yeah, can you? Do you have any? Whoever has one, go first.
It can be red or green.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an ick.
Yeah. Did I ever give you the ick? Sorry.
Yeah,
note.
I had no answer to that.
I had to ask.
I've never really fully understood what that word means.
Okay, for example,
I get it's like some shit that someone does and it's like
you kind of cringe at it and it makes you like, oh.
Yeah, and if you were looking at them like they're the coolest person ever, they're so hot, oh my gosh.
I guess
and
I
then they do something and then you're kind of like, ugh. Like it like humanizes them a little too much almost.
I guess it may, like, I don't know, it makes sense, but it's confusing. It's stuff where it's like, oh, like when men's tying his shoe.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no. Okay, no. I feel like it's become like a trend where like, girls on TikTok especially, they'll like, as a joke, if a guy does anything, they'll be like, ick.
I saw one where it was like when he uses a straw, when he sits on a swing. Yeah. Allow him. Let him do his thing.
But also, you know,
there's
men should have more things to worry about. Not you. Minus you.
Him included. I kind of zoned out. What do I have to worry about?
we were talking about how girls saying that everything guys do is an ick. Mm. It's kind of whack, but also like men should have more to worry about. Okay, no, but you didn't answer the question. Did I ever do anything that gave you the ick?
Every day. I don't know.
If he doesn't know, that means
probably not. But let me brainstorm.
Okay, brainstorm while me and Amanda think about red and or green flags.
Okay, I think a red flag.
Yeah.
Okay, we go out a decent amount. Like, well, like if it's a weekend and we don't have school to do, whatever. But like the people or like that go out every single day, like without fail. Like they don't do school, they don't have a job, they just go out and go to clubs every single day.
Also, not to give double standard, but I feel like it's different if you're a guy.
I agree.
Because girls go to the club to dance or like
hang out with their girls.
I'm not saying there's not girls who go to Riz people. There are.
Cap.
There are. Wait, there's not?
I capped on the previous sentence. Delayed cap.
Delayed cap. No, but, you know, there's definitely girls who go out to Riz, but like there's so many more girls who will go just to dance than guys who will go just to dance. There's no group of guys who are going with their boys to pub to go dance to Starships by Nicki Minaj. They're simply not.
You ever see the guys in the corner, like, just, like, standing up in the corner, like, arms crossed, like, scanning for women?
Yes, and I'm always like, why are you guys here? But, you know, it's fine.
Respect the, I guess,
fine,
hustle,
I respect it.
It's a little bit of a red flag if I'm, like, trying to be with someone and, like, I know that they go out every single day without
like you're
fail.
Hunting every day.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's my first red flag.
I agree with that.
Why couldn't...
No. But I disagree if he's the kind of guy who goes to just be silly with his friends and dance.
Correct.
We'll give him the benefit of doubt, maybe. Okay, you go.
I was just going to egg you on about that. You
I got you. Yeah, I got you. another red flag is people who are mean to, like, waiters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm leaving. If someone, we talked about this literally last podcast. If someone is being disrespectful to a waiter the first time I'm meeting them, for no reason.
I'm leaving.
True.
And it's like not, like it's not a nice restaurant. It's like Swish LA. Like it's not like you're at a five-star
restaurant.
Yeah, yeah,
like who do you think you are?
Yeah, literally.
Right now? I agree with that one. Or like Uber drivers or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like just for no reason.
It's like, why?
I met a mutual friend not too long ago, a close friend of one of my close friends.
True.
Who I was not very fond of. But anyway, we were coming back from a party, and this guy was like, yo, Uber driver, like, go through the McDonald's drive-thru, like, do it, man, I need it. And the driver was like, no. And then he was like, I'll give you money, like, you know, I've got the bills, man. And he, like, showed the guy, like, a $10 bill, and the guy was like, all right. And then after he fully detoured all of this, he gave the Uber driver like 15 cents or some like something like that. And I was like, bro, like what?
That's
like, come on.
No,
like,
that's
like, what do you
messed
do?
Up.
Nah.
Man, this is this guy's
like, I
job.
Didn't
he's...
Like, I know. And he's like out here on some random night driving around like your obnoxious self. Like, yeah.
I fully agree.
This person.
We don't like that person.
Here's my thing. If you are paying someone to do a service and they are correctly doing that service, why are you still being mean to them? You know what I mean? Like, if they're doing the job that, like, that was intended for them, like, if they're a waiter, they're spitting in your food, or they're an Uber driver, they're taking 10 hours to go to a 5-minute place, correct, be mad.
Yeah.
But if they're an Uber driver and they said the drive's 10 minutes and you get there in 10 minutes, like, what is there to be angry about? Or what is there to be mean to that Uber driver about?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Just... You just, I don't know. They think they're better than them or something.
Yeah.
Just, they just don't care. Like, not empathetic at all.
Yeah, so big red flag. Because
I think about if I was the one, like, roles were reversed. Yeah. That was my job.
Yeah.
So then that's how I'm going to treat that person. Yeah. But if you don't think like that, and you just have this mindset of, oh, this person is, like, serves me, they're driving me, whatever, then.
Do you think it's a red, green, or neutral flag if they
neutral beige
beige flag if they don't tip waiters and waitresses, like, don't tip at all, $0
beige?
Yeah, I say beige
situation
because sometimes in certain situations I'd be not tipping too, if I'm being quite frank with you.
Whenever it's like an actual restaurant.
No, I'm talking about actual restaurant. I'm not talking about like the machine. Like, I'm talking about
unless like some shit happens, like pretty much always do. But then, like, yeah, anytime it's just like, you know, like, the cashier, like, pops up, and I'm like, nah, like, they didn't do anything. But also, it's like, I don't know, it's so different here and, like, so many different places of the world.
That's true, because you go to France, they think it's disrespectful if you tip them.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the same thing in New Zealand, nobody tips there.
Oh, see?
So, yeah, even if you would tip.
Is it, like, if you tip there, would they be disrespectful? If you tipped there in New Zealand, would they think it was disrespectful? Or they just wouldn't.
It just wasn't,
I guess,
like,
it would depend on the person.
Expected.
Like, yeah, like, not expected, like, not even thought of, like, maybe depending on the person, it might be, like, a little, like, why you think I need that, but, like, nah. Not like,
okay,
not like Japan or something where they're like,
yeah,
get the hell out of my
face. In France, it's like, you're,
rude.
Yeah, like, they take it as disrespect.
Wow.
Because it's a whole thing of, I do this job to make my living, and I have a, like, in Europe, they have much more balanced lives than here, I'd say, or other certain places where it's like work. So they don't see it as, like, they'll be like, why are you taking pity on me, basically,
right,
like, I'm good, I have a good life, I don't need this from you.
Here it's like, you go to a convenience store and the machine will ask you to tip,
and if I
so
don't
crazy.
I feel bad,
yeah, which is actually insane.
And
because so
I bought like a pack of gum for $2
and it's like tip 5% of that, which is another like dollar.
Yeah.
When you add it up, like, it's just Anyways, what are, like, some green flags? Like, okay.
Green flags?
Would you say, like, you know, on TikTok, how everyone says, like, a guy who's, like, a mama's boy is, like, a red flag? Like, what
yes,
would you say
red
about
flag,
that?
Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Why can't a guy just like his mom?
No, a guy can love his mom and be, like, besties with his mom. I think that's great. But there's certain, okay, so I guess it depends.
Yeah.
But there's certain people who are mama's boy, and it's just like, it's basically meaning that their mom does everything for them. And they
cooks, cleans, wipes their bum.
Yeah, and they just expect women to, like, do that for them. So if you're going to be their girlfriend, then they're going to expect, like, the same thing from you. And it's just, like, a little bit whack.
I also,
but there's some people who are just besties with their mom, and I think that's great.
Yeah, true.
But there's a fine line.
I saw a TikTok of a mom, like, crying because her son has got a girlfriend.
No.
And she's like, I'm supposed to be the only woman in his life that he loves, or only woman in his life, like, whatever. That is weird to me.
Yeah, that's another thing. You're so right. Because not only is it, like, in this, like, kind of weird, like, mama's boy relationship, not only is he expecting someone to do everything for him, but also, like, the mom needs to do that sometimes. So she'll get, like, threatened by this, her son's girlfriend. It's just weird.
I agree.
It's a little bit weird.
Yeah. Okay, Nick, red flag, green flag? Do you have any red or green flags you want to share?
Damn. I should have been thinking this whole time, but I wasn't. I feel like green flags are just, like, too easy, because it's just, like,
be kind.
Yeah.
Okay, so drop
If you could be good with kids, I think that's a green flag.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, animals.
Not necessarily you, like, are obsessed with kids, but it takes a certain level of patience, you know?
Yeah.
And it's good to be patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, same thing with, like, animals.
Yeah, animals.
Yeah.
Kids, animals, elderly people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to list pet peeves I found on Google, and you guys are going to tell me whether it is actually a pet peeve or it's not a big deal to you.
Okay.
Chewing sound slash loud noises from their mouths.
Wait, is this red flags or pet
peeves? These are pet peeves.
Pet peeves. Like, just, like, annoyance.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I mean, I think it would take a lot for me to get annoyed. Like, it'd have to be, like, consistent.
Yeah, it's not, like, top ranked on my list of pet peeves.
I think
because also, sorry.
Where it really becomes a problem is when they got them food juices getting on them lips and stuff. And then
yeah, like, if I can see it, if I can really see it, that's when it becomes a problem. If I'm just hearing it, it's sort of okay. You can try to drown it out. Also, in some cultures, it's a sign of respect if you make loud noises while you're eating because it shows you like
it. Obscure reference. I always think of Die from Wimpy Kid when they get the new bandmate in Roderick's band, who's like that 40-year-old guy, and he eats the pot roast, and he has like the peas all over his mouth.
Wow, that was such a good
obscure reference.
That was a really good reference. Yeah. Okay, next.
Heavy breathing. I get annoyed at that. If I'm like walking to class and there's some guy behind me, he's like,
oh, I will run.
I'll say no, because it can be annoying. But if I'm ever, like, getting a little annoyed by it, I'll be like, man, like, if I just walked up the stairs in a brisk pace like that guy just did, I'd be huffing twice as loud.
True.
So.
But the worst is when they're not, like, grinding. Like, they're just, like, walking at us so
busy. Okay, like, so to specify, loud breathing for no reason.
Yes. If you're loud, if I'm, like, running a race, if I'm running upstairs.
Like, they're just, I'm just sitting here and I'm like...
Are you telling me you've never, like, walked into class or something and you're, like, suppressing, like, how hard you're fighting for your life?
Actually, okay, that's
no,
true.
No, I do do that.
That's true. Okay. There's a reasoning.
Okay,
you
but that's a
class.
Reason. It's different.
I guess.
Right. I don't know.
But then you're sitting in there and tricky. You're like, I'm a young man in the prime of my life and I, like, couldn't handle those stairs. It's still kind of embarrassing.
Oh, my God. I get, like, winded going up the stairs.
Like straight up. Okay.
Because our elevator has been broken so many times the last few weeks, so we have to climb up 4 flights of stairs.
Would you rather have your guys' elevator that is frequently broken or my elevator that is frequent stuff?
Ours. One time I went in there and there were socks on the floor.
Amanda,
now there's... Okay, you tell
me. Oh, yeah. Today, just as we were on our way over to the stew... There was about a half a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Just loose in
it's
the
true.
Elevator.
There was.
Oh, I hate that.
What's the most comical thing that you've seen in your elevator? Or apartment. Tell us, like, an apartment story.
Well, elevator, I don't know if it's comical, but definitely the most iconic elevator incident was someone threw up in the elevator last year, and... It still hasn't been cleaned up. It's been, like, 9 months.
What do you mean it hasn't been cleaned
it's
up?
It's just kind of, like, in
hard
the carpet.
Now?
Yeah, it's just kind of, like, in the carpet now.
Oh, wow.
And that's it. Actually, I take that back. A few weeks ago, some guy, like, threw out the carpet and put in a new one, like, himself. Like, not the building, like, some guy.
Oh, my God. He's so real for that.
Real. Damn.
Wow. That's crazy. Good.
In the apartment. I don't know, man. It's such an iconic apartment. I feel like... The craziest things that you find in there are just, like, the random, like, maintenance worker guys who just show up.
Yeah, they'll randomly, like, show up inside his apartment. He'll just wake up
and
be
painting
there.
One day.
You know, like, this.
Yeah, they're, like, digging holes in his walls.
Those sound like jokes, but they have cut holes in our bathroom walls. Like, you could, at one point, you could see from one bathroom into the other.
Didn't they, like, go cut it and then leave it?
Dude, they cut it and they left it, and then they never, like, responded to our emails or anything.
Be like, why is there holes?
Like, why do we have 7 holes in our
bathroom? Wait, so you could see into the other bathroom?
Yeah, you could see into the other bathroom.
No way.
And then eventually, we called them lacking at the front office, and they were like, oh, there was a leak, like, on floor 4 or something. And we were like, what? For reference, we live on floor 7.
Oh, my gosh.
That is actually so funny.
They've been pretty good this year. They haven't really been pulling up. But today, we actually did get a classic HRS email where they say that they may or may not come at some point.
It could be tomorrow. That's so it could be ominous. 5 weeks from now. It could be 2 months.
It could literally be at 3 a.m.
Yeah, no, this year's been more peaceful, but last year it's a bit unnerving when you wake up and hear some noises and don't know if it's your friend or if it's just like some guy
making holes in your
That's
walls.
That's so funny.
We have a couple more, and then we'll move on to the next topic. Sure. Okay. Wait, sorry.
I'm so sorry. Can I add something? My favorite HRS story was when your apartment was flooding.
What?
Like, from the ceiling. It was just, like a big, not even a hole.
Like it wasn't,
like... it caved.
Like,
the ceiling caved.
Like, it wasn't a leak.
It
like,
was a waterfall of water. It was a flood. Flooding.
Were things, like, destroyed?
No, like, right as you come out of the elevator, like, the ceiling, like, literally, like, exploded. Yeah. Like, it, like... Like, I don't know, there was probably, like, a 3x3 foot hole.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, it was
waterfalling for days.
Flowing.
My favorite was when we were there on, like, St. Patrick's Day, and the fire alarm went off, and then one of your roommates went to go fix
it. Yeah, and it got...
And it got 10 times louder.
It got angry, started yelling louder.
Yeah, that's how it is. No, it's
okay. Good.
Texting during a meal / being on your phone during a meal.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like it
either. Yeah, I mean... Situational, but mostly red flag or pet peeve or whatever the segment
if you
is. Now.
If you have to send an email to the president or some crazy thing is happening, and you know, okay, that's fair.
But it's like, even if you have to do something, if you're like, you know, on your first date, like going through the dairy section or something, like there's very few things that, like, you know,
are that pressing.
When it's like, you know, you and David's 1,000th time going through the produce, then like, you know, maybe he's like, oh, let me message my boss real quick.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree. Like, if it's like, even when you're out with a friend and you're like out at a restaurant or I don't know, like the mall or something, and like you haven't seen this person in a while, and then the whole time they're just on their phone. It's like, what do you do with yourself?
Yeah, I feel awkward and also just like not values.
Yeah, it's like, so what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
Okay.
Taking phone calls in public. Why is this a
Why is that a pet peeve?
What's wrong with that?
I actually don't know. I mean, if you're in a if you're having a conversation with someone and they go, sorry, one sec, and then they start talking on the phone. Like,
and they have like a Bluetooth, like.
Then maybe, but if you're just like, if you're someone's in public and they're on the phone.
Yeah.
Unless you're in the library.
Yeah. I don't see why it would be an issue. Honestly, I'd probably respect it, like, good on them, because I have such bad anxiety with phone calls that I can't take any in public.
Right.
I have to lock myself in my room to answer the phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd like to be more like that and take them out in public.
Just take them out in public, man. You got to imagine that, like, you know, you're, like, making, like, a really important call on the street.
Yeah.
That's how
I just
like
don't like that people can hear me.
I like to think that I'm like Tony Soprano, like laying it down on the sidewalk.
Right. Big plans, big plans.
Like you're up to something.
Okay, maybe I'll start having that mindset.
Exactly.
Okay, let's talk about girl math.
Okay. Nick doesn't know what girl math is.
Let's explain it to him.
For all those who have seen it or know what that is, but those who haven't, it's basically the way that girls' brain work to justify the way that they're using their math. Or, I mean, the way that they're using their money.
Yeah.
So... For example, I'll say some examples and say if you agree.
Yeah.
Make sense
okay.
Or
we'll
not.
Go back and forth with examples.
Yeah. So if I buy tickets to a concert like months and months in advance, by the time the concert comes, it feels free.
It's free because you already paid. The money was already taken out of your bank account.
You've made so much
money
since then.
So on that day when I go, it's not going to affect my bank account. So it's free.
Yeah.
Also free, paying with cash.
Yeah.
Because that also doesn't affect your bank account, therefore it's not real money.
Extra free, change.
Change? That's like, I don't even know. You're basically paying with a high five.
What do you think about that?
Change is real. Change is change. Change is irrelevant. That one makes sense. The other two kind of, like, like they make, like, you see where you're coming from, but, like, obviously you know that it's, like, not like that. I don't know.
I have another one.
Okay,
oh, wait, sorry.
I know it's just, like, a silly joke, so I'm trying not to read it too much into it, but...
No,
it's not a silly joke. This is actually how I operate. Today, me, Manroop, and Girly were going to get coffee, and we all decided to bring cash because it's going to be free. Because we were like, oh, we don't really want to spend money.
Okay, I'm taking it back. I thought it was, like... Oh, I got like a 10 in the bottom of my backpack. Like, that's like free money. I can understand, you know, but to be like, nah, like, I'm only using, like, would you go to the ATM and withdraw cash?
No.
It's only if I already have cash out. Like, I've just randomly been getting cash, so those are free. But if I withdraw, that's different.
Because now this is affecting your bank account. Yeah. It doesn't touch your bank account.
It only is GoMath if it doesn't affect your bank account. Or it's also ways of...
Do you ever deposit cash into the bank?
Of course. And then if I do that, now that's part of the ecosystem that I cannot
exactly.
touch.
That's exactly. Exactly. Once it's sent in there, it's done.
Yeah. So what's the girl math take on credit cards?
Oh, what do you mean?
Like, because you pay and then you'll pay
and
after.
The money's not real.
But because it's electronic, because it's electronic and I'll have to transfer it between my accounts, I have a bill to pay,
which is going to affect my debit account. Yeah. So that's therefore real money.
Exactly.
Okay, another example.
Okay, I won't after you.
Wait, this is actually kind of funny because it's true. Not paying the $15 for shipping. By spending $30 on other things.
Oh, yeah, like when they say, like, if you reach this amount of money, then shipping is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Plus, then you get another free, like, object.
Exactly.
Object.
Or whatever you got, that was free. Also, a way of calculating if you should buy something based on how many times you're going to wear it.
Mm.
So if this jacket is $200, but I know I'm going to wear it at least, like, 100 times, then it's actually not expensive at all.
I feel like we started with girl math. Now we're at just at like human thoughts. Like,
okay, fair.
I can make it more.
No, it's still girl math, but anyone could do girl math.
Facts. I'll make them way more girl math.
Damn right.
Ready?
Yeah, that one was like entry level gateway girl math. That was gateway.
Yeah, that's just like normal. Like, oh, like I'll spend the extra money on a car so I can actually like drive it for a few years. You know, that one just makes sense. You just said the same thing. You said, if I buy, like, this expensive jacket, it's fine because I know I'm going to wear it a lot.
Yeah, but it's more like weighing between two things.
Yeah, like, I have a car that's going to break down in, like, 2 years, or a car that's going to break down in 10 years.
He's making it too logistical, but he's right.
Okay, fine. You're kind of right, but, like, just... Okay, fine.
Okay. I bought a $20 shirt. I return the $20 shirt like a week later. I'm actually $20 richer.
Yeah, you just gained
$20.
I gained $20. Yeah. Especially because the baseline for me, at least, is I won't return things.
Like, yeah, same. Very rarely. Oh my gosh, I'm never returning.
No matter
things.
How much I want to, it's just, it always seems like.
Too much work. Yeah. I just take the L.
That one I completely disagree. The act of returning feels like I'm losing time and money. It's a pain.
Exactly.
What?
I don't return things. Okay, no. It's wasting time, but it's gaining money.
Yeah. No. I don't return things so that I'm like, I have to go to the mall.
Exactly, and I'm really lazy. But then if I do, then I just gain money.
Especially if you're already at the mall to get something else, and then you just so happen to, like, let's say I'm at the mall, I have to get a gift for my mom.
Yeah.
I go buy the gift for my mom. Oh, I just spent $20. Just kidding. I have a shirt I have to return.
Exactly.
And I got $20 back.
Or if you could exchange it for store credit, then I get something else that was free, even though I paid that money before. It's free now.
I could maybe see the point with cash, but if you're getting store credit, that's L girl math. You're not following girl bed mass on that one.
Bed mass. That's so funny.
Okay.
We need to do the last topic because we have 5 minutes.
Wait.
I had a question for my female friend.
We'll get into that after.
I've been a fan of hip-hop.
True.
For a long time, and I've always wondered, why is it that female rappers never seem to like each other? I don't really keep up with it too much, but since I've been, like, 10, I swear to God, every, like, year, there's, like, one new big girl rapper. Every single time, they have some sort of problem with Nicki Minaj. There's always some sort of problem with everybody. Why do they all hate each other so much? Answer.
Do you wanna?
Okay, this is what I think.
Mm.
Obviously, I don't know. You know, I haven't talked to them.
You don't know them personally.
But this is why I feel. I think that... In the rap scene, there's a lot more room for men.
100%.
So any female rapper who's coming into the scene, you have to... We've talked about it before on the podcast. It's kind of like they have to work so much harder to keep their space.
Yes.
So the competition...
Continue.
So the competition is so much more intense. And no matter if you like it or not, you're going to get compared to whoever is the head female rapper right when you come in. Cardi B right when she comes in, comparing her and Nicki Minaj. Mm. And it, like, makes you beef them. It makes you feel like you need to prove yourself or whatever.
I feel like they do that with everybody, though.
But it's different. It's just different.
I don't even think half the time it's, like, legitimate beef. I think they just only are doing it because, like you said, it's a way almost to stay relevant as well.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm entering the industry and I'm a female rapper, this person to target to make me, like, get more famous or to prepare myself to get posted on Six Buzz, yeah, get posted on Rap is Nicki Minaj.
Exactly. Or, like they have the top.
Farina, yeah. The new Nicki Minaj or whatever. Like,
yeah. And because you know that there's not a lot of spots, like, in very high places of success, then it's like, oh, she's got my spot. Like, I need that spot, mm-hmm, you know? So you have to beef her. You have to kind of prey on her downfall a little bit.
Why can't women lift other women up?
I agree.
Why can't women support women?
Okay. Real. It's true, but I mean, I don't know. If we're thinking about, like, why it happens, I feel like maybe that's why. Because everyone in the music industry is going to get compared to other people in their space. Mm-hmm. But just, like, you know? I don't know.
Also, like, I don't even know. I feel like even if it's outside of rap, like, if you look at, like, Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina Carpenter, like, sometimes the fans themselves make the beef or, yeah, like, interpret lyrics to make it seem, think that it's, like, beef with certain rappers. And also, yeah, men sometimes get in the picture.
Uh-huh.
If I dated Drake and someone else dated Drake, right, now you guys, I'm going to make a song dissing the Drake's new girl.
That's so true. Yeah, that's really true.
What do you think about that?
I don't know.
And also, I feel like because people assume girls are always going to be more, like, there's always going to be more drama, the fans who want the drama, like, if you go try to get, let me think of a male rapper. I don't know. Like, Lil Baby, who is he going to really, like, spend all his time beefing? Mm-hmm. You know? He's getting his bag. He's rapping. He's
so
doing
why
his thing.
Don't the women do that, then? Why don't they just get their bag?
I think, no, what I'm saying is the fans don't try to egg him on.
Yeah.
But if all the fans are egging you on, I'd probably beef someone, too. And all the fans, for some reason, always try to egg on
the
woman.
Do you think that female rappers have primarily male or female fans?
Female.
Why can't women uplift other women?
I also think sometimes it's coming down to the image.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes their image is, I'm a bad.
Yes.
And I need to defend myself in every aspect. So if I get compared whatsoever, I need to say that I'm better than them.
It's so true. And there's so much that goes into being famous if you're female. Like, you have to be hot. You have to have BBL.
You don't have to be.
Of course.
Like, Glorilla.
Okay.
She makes bangers.
Sexy,
man.
Red, not attractive.
No, people think she's, like,
I know.
Who?
Yeah, so overall, I think female rappers, like, first of all, they have an image to maintain. Second of all, yeah, like, they try to...
People always just put women artists against each other. They always want them to beef.
Yeah.
Not even women artists, like, women in the media.
And also because there's not that as many to compare themselves to. Like, when you think of, like, the two biggest rappers, you're probably thinking Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like you compare those two because they're just the biggest. When you think of, like,
the
biggest.
That's, like, the baseline. Yeah, that's
when
fair.
You think of male, like, rappers,
there's
so many
people, so it can't be one comparison. Yeah, valid. That's very valid.
So I think that's part of it. What do you think about men calling women females?
Okay. I feel like there's no actual disrespectful connotation to the word because that's just the biological word. Mm-hmm. But I feel like men who use it in that way are trying to be a little bit disrespectful. Like, it's not like woman. It's painting them as some, like, far-off object, you know? Like, oh, you females. Or females are always, do you know what I mean?
Also, in, like, literally, like, an English class, it's, like, apparently, like, not grammatically correct because you're supposed to, like, after the word female, it has to have something also, like, a human female or, like, a bird female. Mm. Like, you can't just say female. Like, it's not even, like, grammatically correct. So when they say that, it's just almost, like, they're almost, like...
It's just, like, it's, like, a weird way. It's the weirdest option.
Just call them, like,
so why did you
or
choose
girls,
that option?
Or shorties. Or, like, there's just so many options.
Yeah.
Is shorties more respectful?
Shorties is so female? Respectful.
Yeah, my shorty.
My shorty.
That's so respectful.
Really? If yeah. you guys were just standing on the street and some guy walked by and was like, what are these females up to? Or if she was like, what are these shorties up to?
Shorties is just like bro in my mind for a girl, basically.
Yeah, I feel like it's the slang like way a dude. Of saying woman.
So it's like, oh, what are these dudes doing? Or what are these females doing?
Yeah, honestly.
It just distances you from them and it just feels weird. It feels weird.
Honestly, if a guy called me a female, I really wouldn't care. I just think it's like the ones that like purposely are like trying to say
yeah,
it in a fuckboy. Like
yeah,
if he just
exactly.
says it because he just says it. I don't really care.
Exactly. I fully agree. It's not like it's like a disrespectful word, but it's just like why, and it's a little weird the way that you're using it.
Yeah.
I agree. Your thoughts on that? Have you ever called someone a female?
I can't say that I have. I don't think I have.
You just started right now.
Yeah.
Maybe I should start. Could be good.
2023, new goal. No, don't. Okay, we have to end.
Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you for coming on the podcast. We'll... What?
Applaud button. Thank you so much, Nick, for being on the
podcast. We're not done doing the outro.
No, I was going to applaud him.
Oh, okay, I was going to say...
Thank you so much, Nick, for being on the podcast.
Yay!
I appreciate, you know, being the first ever guest on a show. It's,
yes,
it's a big honor.
This is
I was happy to come, you know. I'd love to come back with some better topics ready.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. We'll definitely have you back. This
definitely.
Was a good first
And I get to
feature.
Press the soundboard once.
Okay, next time you... Oh, do you want to press it this time?
Yes.
Do you want to do the outro?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you guys so
Thank
much
you
for
guys.
Listening. And we will see you...
Next week!
Woo!